It's a wonderful idea, but compared to other countries, we're a little bit late, aren't we?
Well, it's a really good point, Russ. I think the Football Foundation isn't a new organisation. It's been doing a lot of good work for a long period of time, and putting in facilities that have made a massive difference in the areas that we've been able to do it. The important thing is what we do next, because basically we can't build the pitches and facilities quickly enough, and as soon as we do build them, they're full, and kids and adults have the chance to go and play. But if, as we look around the country compared to other parts of Europe in particular, we do lack facilities for kids to play, and it's crucial that we continue that investment. We can all remember watching Wimbledon as a kid, going out and picking the tennis racket up and knocking a ball against the wall in the garden. Our kids are going to watch a European Championship this summer, they're going to watch the Olympics. It would be horrible if they then walked out the front or back door and there was nowhere for them to go and play.
Roy Hodgson is the New England manager. Do you subscribe to the view that some people have said that there is a media, particularly newspaper, conspiracy about his appointment?
Well, I think it's pretty irrelevant, to be honest. He's very experienced manager, he's very proud to do the job. He's got international experience with Switzerland, which you know, he got them to a World Cup and through the group phase. And that will help him, because managing international level is very different to club level. And we've got an Englishman in charge, and that's fantastic for us, I think, because he's somebody who's dedicated his life to improving as a coach, travelled abroad to do that, to get his opportunity. And so for youngsters that are coming through, young coaches that are coming through, who maybe haven't had a high-profile playing career, it proves that you can get the very top job in English football. So that will be inspiring for a lot of people out there.
The Euros, you know, what's a good sort of showing for England? Quarters?
Job in hand is get out of the group. Yep. You know, and it's a tough group. The teams that are in it, we know the qualities of the teams, and we know that playing Ukraine in Kiev is a difficult fixture. So I think always when you go to a tournament, first and foremost, you get out of the group, then you have a bit of momentum that can take you anywhere.
The Grow the Game scheme, estimated 56,000 new players, 2,600 new teams. There's got to be an English Messi in there somewhere, fingers crossed, hasn't there?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's what we're hoping for.
And realistically, you know, if you watch footage of Messi at, you know, under 10, under 11 age group, a lot of those skills were formed at the youngest age. You know, it's those early experiences of playing, not necessarily overcoached, but just being able to go and play.